Corporate Hospitality Blues by Ophelia Sailor. Did you know that the tomato is a berry disguised as a vegetable? The fourth sister of the New World, she pretends to be sweet, calls herself plum, grape, cherry, love apple. But she is bulbous and yellow, a swelling fat thing on a fuzzy stalk until she's plump for the picking. Pride of Moctezuma's garden, Eris's poisoned pomodoro. Imagine the possibilities. Sliced and salted, slurried in salsa, simmering in sauce, only to end up in the company compost bin. Destination, landfill. Observe, the cheesecake sweatshop. Here, too, we adhere to hospitium. Violation by the hosting party invokes the wrath of the gods. But the guest is always right, in matters of taste.
Can I please get hands to the line?
William R. Scott once said, "Flunkyism is not dead. Tipping is its modern remedy. This, quote, moral malady denominated the itching palm," end quote. An excerpt. A waiter, knowing that his compensation depends upon what he can work out of his patron, employs every art to stimulate the tipping propensity, from subtle flattery to outright bulldozing. He weaves a spell of obligation around a patron as tangible, if invisible, as the web a spider weaves around a fly. He plays as consciously upon the patron's fear of social usage as the musician in the alcove plays upon his violin. I write, "Thank you," smiley face, on every check I print. And maybe it's a trick to make you like me, like my Heinz red lipstick smudged smile when I check in because your food's taking a while. I don't like me either, but this is performance art, and this magician always reveals her secrets. Thank you.
I need hands to the line, please.
Line drill.
Line drill, her.
Line drill, line drill.
I tried to use the Pomodoro technique to write my expose in increments, but it all came out of me at once, like the splotch of marinara sauce on my denim jeans. Marinara, Italian. Seafaring, sailor style, just like my father. But all the seven seas could not swallow his sorrows, and so he drowns them in Montepulciano. 85% of wine is water. 11.8% of food services workers reported binge drinking during the last month, and 19.1% of food services workers reported using illicit drugs during the last month. And 17% of food services workers have been diagnosed with a substance abuse disorder. And
hands, please!
Can we get drinks after this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Can we please? Oh.
It's one of those shifts.
Yeah.
Behind. 1. Accepting Christ is the only way to an eternal life. Source. A mother who held my hand and prayed for my academic success with my willing consent. 2. It's nice to know you turn somebody on. Source. A grandfather, regarding his 4-year-old grandson's amiability toward me, their waitress. They visit often. The 4-year-old draws pictures for me. The coloring sheets live in a plastic folder at the host stand. All little boys receive a Hulk. All little girls receive a Hello Kitty. 3. La verdad, estoy pensando mucho en ti. Source. A text message from my favorite prep cook at 3:05 a.m. I didn't reply, but the following day I still asked after his sister and nephews and whether he was getting enough sleep working 2 full-time jobs. He wasn't. 4. You look like you've lost weight, lady. Source. My general manager. I weighed myself that night. He was right. 5. I'd like to fit you in a to-go box. Source: an elderly man. His younger wife was engaged in conversation. When I told two male coworkers about the interaction, they laughed. When I told a female coworker about the same interaction, she gave me a hug. 6. I want you to fill my box. Source: an elderly woman. To my, well, I don't know what we are. There's not a word for it, but we work together. Anyway, her plate was empty, but we know what she meant. 7. Oh, yeah, I hated it. Source: 1 out of every 5 guests who returns their sticky, shiny, clean, white plate, and God, I'm good at hiding my disdain, but if one more person repeats the same tired joke, I'll... On today's menu, we are featuring My Sanity. You'll delight in its rich and creamy complexity, tossed with a spicy Calabrian vinaigrette and topped with freshly grated cheese and Italian herbs. I recommend a glass of Greco di Tufo from the Campania region. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, ma'am. Yes, it has been a very long time. I completely understand your frustration. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I will let my manager know right away that this raging bitch at 308 just got up from her seat and started yelling at me while I was speaking to another guest. Corner. I mean, I don't care if she yells at me, right? But do not compromise my other tables. Also, why are we out of coffee cake on Mother's Day brunch? Can I have some of that?
Hands!
Hands here, chef. I have 2 of them, outstretched. I'm waiting on you. Can't you see me? My palms itch again. I long to bite my flesh until it bursts open like a cherry tomato and splatters its seeds all over my pinstriped apron with holes in both its pockets. I can't get the stains out. Oh well, tomato, tomato, it's all the same to me.